Welcome to WTBU News Today. I'm Griffin Buck. We've had some fairly pleasant weather in Boston lately. It's been fairly sunny, but not too hot, hanging out in the 60s with not terrible humidity, which is a nice change from a couple weeks ago. On today, Monday the 14th, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and a high of 75 degrees, northwest winds at 15 miles an hour. Cooling off just a bit tomorrow by about 10 degrees, high of 65 with sunny skies and keeping those through Wednesday. Now, it is time for our Boston University COVID-19 dashboard update. At 9 p.m. on Sunday, BU had not reported testing data for September 13th. On the 12th, two members of the BU community had tested positive for COVID-19. On average that day, BU's lab took 26.5 hours to process each test. In total, the most recent numbers show that 91 members of the BU community have tested positive this fall. 15 are currently in isolation, and 58 have recovered from the disease. Allison Perogue joins us now with a campus news update.
Student Health Services will host an immunization clinic today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Students must make an appointment on the Patient Connect website to attend. SHS will not offer the flu vaccine at the clinic. Students can enter at the FitRec 3-Quart Gym entrance behind SHS. All attendees must wear a face covering and have a green quarantine status badge. BU will host a How to Learn from Anywhere workshop today via Zoom. The workshop starts at noon and will last 1 hour. Students will learn how to create a study space, use technology, and stay motivated. Wednesday is the last day for students to add standard courses to their schedule. Students have until October 7th to drop classes without a W grade. In Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Allison Perogue for WTBU News.
Thank you, Allison. Alex Corey is here now with a New England news update.
The cause behind the recent spike in COVID-19 cases on Nantucket is believed to be from tradespeople working in construction, landscaping, and other trades sharing job sites, according to officials from the town and Nantucket Cottage Hospital. A total of 14 new cases were reported on Wednesday and Thursday of last week, for a total of 77 cases on the island, town officials said in a statement Friday. A dozen of those new cases were residents of Nantucket who work a trade. In response to the spike, schools made the choice to go remote for the next month until town officials have the situation under control. An emergency meeting is scheduled for Monday to address the spike in cases. Nantucket has a population of just over 11,000 people. In Falmouth, Massachusetts, I'm Alex Corey for WTBU News.
Thanks, Alex. Dee Dee Hoyt is here now with a national news story.
The death toll from the wildfires blazing through the West Coast hit 33 on Sunday, with dozens of people still missing in California, Washington, and Oregon, among other states. Many of the major fires are in rural and forested areas, but major cities such as Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland are feeling the negative effects. The air quality has become unhealthy, causing irritation in the lungs, which is particularly risky for those with respiratory ailments like asthma. Experts state that this may increase the risk of lung infections like the coronavirus, which continues to affect the country. Wildfires have been blazing through the West since mid-August and have burned 4.6 million acres of land. These wildfires have scientists, experts, LA's Mayor Eric Garcetti, and even former President Barack Obama pointing to them as evidence that climate change is a real dangerous issue. Oregon is preparing for a mass fatality incident, according to the state's emergency management director. President Trump announced Saturday that he will be visiting California's Sacramento County on Monday to discuss possible solutions to the fires with officials. In Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Dee Dee Hoyt for WTBU News.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Taylor Coaster is here next with an elections update.
Coronavirus cases spike in the Midwest as cases in other parts of the country decrease. North Dakota, South Dakota, Missouri, and Iowa have accumulated more recent cases per capita than all other states as of Friday. Testing positivity rates have also risen due to uncontrollable spread and insufficient monitoring. The spike of the virus is being attributed to Midwestern collegiate parties. More than 600 infections, or about one in every 24 cases, have been tied to the University of North Dakota. The sudden surge has caused many bars and restaurants to close for the second time this year and is raising alarm bells in areas of the country that have so far avoided the worst of the pandemic.
Thanks, Taylor. Finally today, Varsha Subramanian joins us with an international news update.
On Sunday, more than 70 people were arrested in Melbourne, Australia for protesting the lockdown aimed at slowing down the spread of the coronavirus. The protest, which was instigated by social media pages spreading conspiracies about the virus, is the second protest to take place over the weekend. There were roughly 250 people in attendance, of which 74 were arrested and 176 were fined. The protesters gathered at the central Queen Victoria Market despite official warnings, demanding that the country's lockdown be lifted. The protests were violent and met with heavy police force. A state of disaster was extended for another month in the country, further enforcing social distancing rules. Australia has a total of 26,651 cases and 810 deaths as of Sunday. In Dubai, UAE, I'm Varsha Subramanian for WTBU News.
Thank you, Varsha. That's it for this edition of WTBU News Today. Be sure to tune in to our full program every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 p.m. over on WTBU Radio. On behalf of Grace Ferguson, Megan Gregoire, Evan Jimenez, and Mia McCarthy, my name is Griffin Buck, reporting from Boston, Massachusetts, for WTBU News.